During animal health emergency situations, whether a natural disaster or infectious disease outbreak response, animal welfare issues must be considered and addressed. This just-in-time training will overview some of the pertinent animal welfare considerations during animal health emergencies. Animal welfare is the ethical responsibility of ensuring the well-being of animals. It refers to the physical and mental state of the animal and includes considerations of the animal's health, behavior, and biological function. The internationally recognized five freedoms define the ideal states of the welfare of animals and provide valuable guidance and a framework for determining and assessing animal welfare situations. The five freedoms are freedom from hunger and thirst, such as providing ready access to fresh water and a diet to maintain health and vigor. Freedom from discomfort by providing an appropriate environment, including shelter and a comfortable resting area. Freedom from pain, injury, and disease by prevention or rapid diagnosis and treatment. Freedom to express normal behavior by providing sufficient space, proper facilities, and the company of the animal's own kind. And finally, freedom from fear and distress by ensuring conditions and treatment which avoid mental suffering, such as humane handling and humane euthanasia. Let's look at these aspects as they apply to animal health emergency situations. Note that animal welfare issues should be continuously evaluated throughout the response, and when indicated, refined or replaced as necessary. Animal welfare evaluations during emergency situations can be broken into three broad categories. First, welfare must be looked at from the animal's perspective. Aspects such as behavior, comfort, health, and humane euthanasia must be addressed. Secondly, facilities in which animals are transported and held must be evaluated. Transport vehicles, fencing, restraint, and food and water needs to be adequate. Finally, the way in which responders and handlers interact with the animals should be addressed. Experience and training are vital in protecting the welfare of animals. Responder mental health can also affect animal welfare factors. These will be explained further in the next slides. Welfare factors addressing animal considerations include behavior, health, comfort and maintenance, and euthanasia issues. Knowledge and understanding of normal behavioral patterns, such as herd versus solitary behavior, may help to determine and anticipate the reactions of animals in emergency situations, as well as aid in minimizing levels of stress. Animal behavior can be abnormal in times of stress. The resulting heightened sense of awareness can easily cascade into panic. If one animal in the herd panics, the rest of the animals may follow suit. New surroundings coupled with an increase in handling and transport may alter the way the animal acts. The resulting unpredictable actions may be harmful not only to the animal, but also to other animals in the group, as well as responders. Behavioral responses to stressful situations will vary among species. Therefore, it is important to be watchful and prepared for unpredictable animal behavior, regardless of the species you are working with, and make efforts to minimize stress on the animals being handled. Health monitoring of the animals must be conducted throughout the response. Routine, non-invasive monitoring will reveal subtle signs of illness in the individual and the herd. Signs of injury should also be looked for. In addition, monitoring of pregnant or potentially pregnant animals is essential. Some animals may show a delay between the time of actual injury and showing signs due to a phenomenon known as stress analgesia. Therefore, you must be extra aware of animal health before, during, and after transport and sheltering. The sooner illness and injuries are seen, the less suffering an animal will endure. When illnesses, injuries, and other situations threatening to the animal's welfare are noted, the appropriate actions should be taken. The appropriate action may range from medical treatment to surgical treatment to euthanasia. Welfare considerations must address the comfort and maintenance for animals being housed or sheltered. Animal density should be assessed These will vary with species. Overcrowding situations should be avoided to allow for reduced stress in the animals as well as decreased disease transmission. Stalls should be suited to the sheltered species and should be regularly maintained to provide bedding and removing manure. Environmental temperatures should be monitored to ensure proper settings. Extremes in temperatures can lead to animal mortalities. Animals should be routinely monitored for signs of heat stress in the summer or hypothermia in the winter. If signs are noted, prompt treatment should be initiated. Some animals that will be housed during animal health emergencies will have specific maintenance needs to address. Lactating animals, such as dairy cattle, will need to be milked. Some equines may require exercising. In some animal health emergency situations, euthanasia may be necessary to stop the spread of disease or minimize suffering. When euthanasia is necessary, only approved methods should be used, also with proper technique. The American Veterinary Medical Association has guidelines on acceptable humane euthanasia methods for various animal species. When performing euthanasia procedures, it is of the utmost importance to ensure all activities are conducted in a humane manner, from animal restraint to methodology. Incomplete euthanasia can lead to profound suffering and must be avoided. In times of mass depopulation, a third-person observer may be necessary to ensure that euthanasia is being performed properly and that animal welfare remains a concern throughout the process. At times, the difficult decision of whether to evacuate or euthanize a healthy animal may have to be made. When this situation arises, it is important to weigh the potential for future suffering. Next, let's look at some of the environmental considerations relating to animal welfare issues. These include transport, facilities, and the separation of groups. If animals are to be transported from one site to another, such as animal evacuations, certain welfare aspects need to be addressed, monitored, and implemented. There are many issues to consider when transporting animals. Adequate identification of the animals is vital to successful evacuation. Grouping of some species of animals may be helpful in preventing chaos during transport. However, only familiar animals should be grouped together. Mixing should be avoided. Proper handling is key, and movement of animals should be done with the least amount of stress possible. This is accomplished by ensuring that only properly trained responders handle animals. Ramps, chutes, trucks, crates, and other equipment used in transporting animals should be safe so that animals do not injure themselves. Anytime unfamiliar people move animals to an unfamiliar places, panic may be increased, which can lead to unpredictable actions. Therefore, one must remain cautious when transporting animals. Facilities will play a large role in animal evacuations and quarantines. Whether using a makeshift facility as temporary housing or using an animal's existing shelter for quarantine, several elements need to be considered. Food and water will be essential for the health and well-being of the animal. Fencing of the area will be needed to prevent escaping as well as keeping wildlife and predators out. In addition to keeping the animals confined, stalls must allow for enough space for the animal to be comfortable and must provide enough separation from other animals, especially when dealing with intact males. Ventilation and temperature must be controlled as they can contribute to both animal discomfort and mortality if not properly set and maintained. The site should be scanned for foreign objects before animals are housed there. Foreign objects may include things like metal scraps or other hazardous materials that may cause injury to the animal. Finally, sites must possess equipment that is used to maintain animals. A prime example of this is having adequate milking equipment when housing dairy animals. An important consideration when moving and sheltering animals is to separate them out into appropriate groups. Separation, or lack thereof, can directly affect animal welfare. Different species will have different grouping requirements. Horses may require individual housing, while cattle can usually be grouped together. The sex of the animal also needs to be considered, as it is usually inappropriate to house intact males together or with females. Life stage is another important consideration. Neonates need to be housed with their mothers for most species, such as beef cattle. Likewise, pregnant animals will need special housing and grouping. Finally, grouping by health status is vital to maintain herd health status. Sick animals should be kept away from healthy ones, and exposed animals need to be completely separated from both sick and healthy animals. Human interaction with animals also plays into animal welfare issues. Humane handling of animals at all times is essential. This may become an issue during the strain and stress of emergency response situations. Proper handling is key when dealing with animal welfare during emergency response situations. The animals are already stressed when being moved or handled. Appropriate handling minimizes the level of stress and leads to better overall health and welfare. Responders that are responsible for moving animals need to have experience handling the species they are working with. Experience leads itself to proper handling and keeps both the animal and the responder safe. Responders also need to recognize situations that require moving unique animals, such as elk or bison, and consult an expert who has experience with the species. In times of emergency, stress is on the rise for all involved. Emergency responders are no exception. Their mental health can be adversely affected by long hours, emotional stress, and the seriousness of the disaster. When responders begin to succumb to these factors, it can adversely affect animal welfare. This may manifest itself in responder apathy, fatigue, uncompleted tasks, carelessness of tasks, or forgetting the overall welfare needs of the animals involved. In this presentation, we briefly reviewed some of the animal welfare considerations during an animal health emergency. Using the five freedoms, evaluation of animal welfare issues during a response can easily be assessed. Aspects involved include the various animal and environmental considerations, as well as issues involving human interactions. For additional information on animal welfare issues in general and as they pertain to animal health emergencies, consult these additional resources. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University's College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.